My name is Carolyn Roberts. I'm the director of the Environmental Sustainability Knowledge Transfer Network, and we're managing the whole of the front end of the call to secure participation.
Wow, big job.
It is quite a big job, yeah. It's a very interesting task, this one, because the call itself, the competition, is very different to many TSB calls. Most Technology Strategy Board competitions have two partners. So they have somebody with a problem and somebody with a solution. And it's a question of getting the two groups together. This one's actually it's a marriage of three, because we have people with problems, business problems. We have people with data holders, environmental data holders, and then we also need in this marriage the people who can write the applications to make the data address the problem. So it's more complex. Bringing these groups together, these communities together, is a much more complex job.
And are you going for any particular solution? Because obviously it's a call out for people to come to you with ideas. Mm-hmm. But are there any kind of directions you're hoping it will go?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we're putting, obviously the term is environmental data. The boundaries around that are fairly loosely drawn, because we want to stimulate people into thinking widely and to thinking about new kinds of problems. The traditional boundaries around what we might think of as the environment are often seen as things like farming, food, trees, water, those kind of things. Absolutely, certainly, those things are there. But we also want people to think more about the built environment, about transport, about all the kinds of applications that might come from space technologies. So things are much broader than the traditional conception of the environment.
What do you think of today so far, and the ideas that have been being brought forth?
Well, you asked me because we were partly responsible for setting the agenda for today, so it's going pretty much as we had expected in terms of the levels of participation, which are good, I would say. I think there's some interesting ideas. This particular meeting's the first one of a series of four, and then there will be four more, which are more concerned with bringing together actual partnerships or embryonic partnerships. But because this is the first of the four, we're feeling our way, and we might adjust the content or the format of the meeting for the remaining three of this set. But I'm impressed by the range of ideas that are coming forward, we hope for some, perhaps some of the suggestions to be quite off the wall. And we'll see. Haven't heard any quite yet.
Maybe they were just being shy.
It might be, yes. And let's hope people continue, as they have been doing so far, to kind of warm up to it and warm to the theme. Scientists are interesting people, because they move often between being fairly conservative in terms of their approach to problem solving, but also occasional flashes of kind of brilliance and inspiration. And quite a number of the people in the room are scientists, so there's that. And then there are also a very wide number of other organisations, so let's hope it continues to bubble up some new interesting new ideas.